This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning has picked up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra as polling dates are fast approaching in both states. Top leaders of all political parties are crisscrossing the two states and holding back-to-back rallies to woo voters. In Maharashtra, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public rallies at Dhule and Nashik today. He said that the NDA government at the centre and the Mahayuti government in the state are committed to the welfare of the underprivileged. Mr. Modi said 50 lakh women in the state have received free LPG connections under the Ujjwala Yojana. The Prime Minister highlighted the initiatives of the central government and the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra for farmers, infrastructural projects and Mumbai Metro. On the other hand, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a rally in Chirala in Sangli district of the state. He expressed confidence that people of the state will vote for BJP Shiv Sena NCP combine in the upcoming polls. In Jharkhand, only 3 days are now left for campaigning to end for the first phase. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today addressed a rally at Simdega. He accused the BJP of trying to snatch water, forest and land from tribal people. Mr. Gandhi termed the Jharkhand polls as a fight of ideology between the India bloc and the BJP-RSS combine. Addressing an election meeting at Kharsawa, Jharkhand Assembly election co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sarma accused Rahul Gandhi of dividing Hindu society. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren held an election meeting at Latihar. He alleged that the BJP is anti-Dalit. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav also addressed a rally at Latihar, while Union Minister Giriraj Singh spoke at Jamshedpur. Elections to the 81-member assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. Union Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers Jagat Prakash Nadda today launched the scheme for strengthening the medical device industry in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda said the scheme will be a game changer and its impact will be immense. He added that it will make India self-reliant in the sector and that the government's production-linked incentive PLI scheme has opened a new path for the industry. Minister of State for Chemicals and Fertilizers Anupriya Patel and Secretary of Pharmaceuticals Arunish Chawla were also present at the event. Russian President Vladimir Putin has emphasized that India and Russia are natural allies and partners for decades. President Putin was addressing the Valdai Discussion Club in Sochi yesterday. Calling India a great nation, Mr. Putin noted that cooperation between Moscow and New Delhi is expanding across all sectors. President Putin praised India's economic leadership with a GDP growth rate of 7.4% annually and emphasized the increasing strength of their partnership year after year. The Russian leader recalled the Soviet Union's support during India's independence, which he said built a uniquely strong and trusting relationship between the two countries. Recognizing India's large population, rapid economic growth, and rich cultural heritage, Putin stated that India deserves a place among the world superpowers. He also highlighted the growing collaboration between India and Russia in security and defense. In Pakistan, the capital city of Punjab province, Lahore, is facing severe pollution with air quality index AQI soaring above 1,000. The provincial government has put smog emergency in place and imposed an immediate ban on public access to parks, zoos, playgrounds, historical sites and other public spaces in Lahore and surrounding districts amid worsening air quality. The smog emergency, in effect across the province, includes the closure of all schools through November 17. Hospitals are witnessing a surge in patients with respiratory issues. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahi for tomorrow. The Weather Department added that rainfall along with thunderstorms and lightning in these areas is expected during this week. In cricket, the first T20 international of 4-match series between India and South Africa is underway at King's Mead in Durban. Surya Kumar Yadav is leading the Indian team, India. Put into bat first, visitors were 190 for 5 in 18.2 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.